Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is the publisher of Mullings.com. You see him on the tube. He's a talking head quite often. When he's not a talking voice on my show, he's a talking head on channels like, is it CNN these days and MSNBC, yeah, places like that?
MSNBC and
some
CNN.
Of those subversive groups over there, yeah.
Yep. Somebody's got to hold up our end of this meeting.
Rich is a great American, ladies and gentlemen. He serves on many levels. He's often asked to travel across the world to do election watching and poll watching and help other countries develop democracies. And he does a lot of great things like that. Mullings.com, by the way, don't forget his cyber column, his thrice weekly cyber column. You want to subscribe to that. It's free most of the year. Rich, we talked about immigration in the last segment. This segment, we're going to talk about the debt ceiling issue. Have the Republicans lost on this issue? Are they playing a little rope-a-dope?
I think they are playing a little rope-a-dope to try to rescue themselves from having lost. So you're right on both of those.
Are they declaring defeat and retreating, or what?
That's right. They're retreating to the front. It's like we were leading from the rear in Libya.
Yeah.
What happened was back in December. I think, Jim, was that the Republicans successfully negotiated their way into a position where the entire country felt that raising taxes, at least on some people, was a good thing, and cutting spending is a bad thing. It's completely opposite
right. That's bizarre, of the that's bizarro world. That's like a comic book bizarro world.
Yes, right? Exactly right. And Superman didn't show up to save it.
Right.
And so now the only arrow they had left in their quiver was the debt ceiling that they could hold the debt ceiling hostage, literally, in about 2 weeks, for 2-3 weeks from now, mid-February.
Which, if there were a gridlock, would shut the government down.
It would shut the government down. Now, we know from past experience, and I know from past personal experience with Newt Gingrich, that when that happens, the Congress will lose, because the president's bully pulpit is a lot higher, wider, and stronger than the Speaker of the House.
This guy's bully pulpit is all those things more than anybody else's I've seen.
Oh, yeah. And John, as much as I like John Boehner, is no Newt Gingrich when it comes to kind of swaying people through.
And you know Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a friend of mine, and John Boehner is no Newt Gingrich.
That's exactly right. I was there that night, too, with Lloyd Benson and Dan Quayle. But but I think what they're trying to do, we've talked about this before, I'm an optimist, and I'm always disappointed.
That's
and
always been annoying about you,
Rich. In this one, I said on your show, this time I was going to say it's never going to happen, so they could be pleasantly surprised. But here I am again, an optimist, thinking that the debt ceiling has been extended for, I think, 3 months, sometime until March or April, and that will give everybody a little more breathing room. This all came up during the lame duck session, during getting ready for the new Congress, getting ready for the president's second inaugural.
Right.
So I think there was a kind of a broad feeling on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, that everybody needed a little bit of time to reset.
But now, what there were some strings to the Republicans' offer of extending the debt ceiling. The deal is they got to get a budget out of the Senate, and if they don't get it, then whichever entity doesn't pass one, those people don't get paid. Right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, but I don't understand. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody in the Speaker's office, but there's that pesky 27th Amendment to the Constitution that says you can't change. It doesn't say you can't raise the pay of representatives.
You can't
change the pay without an election having intervened. So I guess they could put it on the next guys, but a lot of these guys don't care about the next guys.
Yeah. So basically that thing, which sounded great to the most of us, is basically baloney.
Yeah, I think it's baloney, but I'm not much of a.
What you're saying is the Republicans have they're out of bullets.
I think they are out of bullets.
And they're just postponing the inevitable.
I think they're out of bullets in trying to just dig their heels in and saying, you have to give me what I want and no more. I think what they may be doing, and I've talked about this before, is what we may be seeing is a maturity in last cycle's, whatever it was, 65 freshmen, Republican freshmen, who came in as Tea Party freshmen and who are now so safe in their districts that they can actually step back a little bit and say, well, let's see, maybe there is some way to do this. Because I firmly believe, as somebody who spent his entire adult life up here in Washington, is that if you're in the minority, you get to say no and then go play golf. If you're in the majority, you have an obligation to help govern. Mm-hmm. And Republicans in the House have that obligation. They may not like everything that comes out the other end, but they have found that at least against 2-1, that the Senate and the President, that they're not going to win what they want.
Rich, even when they try to govern, they get the back of the hand from the other side. Not thank you for coming over to our side, but they get the back of the hand.
I don't know that they've done very well in trying to govern. The President is not a good negotiator, as we've discussed.
He's a better bully than he is a negotiator.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's got two negotiating stances: give in completely or just say no.
Right.
I was elected, shut up and go home.
Right.
So there is that problem. But, you know, you know this. You can reach out your hand. If the other guy doesn't take it, well, he doesn't take it.
So basically,
but what the Republicans have to do is lay down the groundwork and not be seen as just being,
But that means that there's nobody standing in the breach against us in runaway debt.
No, that's quite the opposite. I think that there is. I think Republicans in the House, if they begin to act responsibly,
they can
begin to reverse the trend. It's not we're not going to get rid of $16 trillion by September, but we can start reversing the trend.
From your mouth to God's ears, you're my Pollyanna, Rich. I got to say, folks, when we come back, I got a little lightning round for Rich. I got a bunch of I don't understand questions for him. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.